Well, I did have world records before I went out, but at the same time, competition is different. So I'd have been, I suppose, a little bit more pressure on the expectations, I suppose, but at the same time, I wouldn't take anything for granted.
Yeah, so the 800 metres, the 1500 and the 3000 there as well. So there's quite a range there. Do you have to approach the races in a much different fashion, or do you just kind of have a set way that you run a race and it doesn't really matter what the distance is?
Well, for those particular races, I did have to approach them differently because it depends on the athletes that were in it. The 800, I knew was going to be fast. I knew there was one lady in it that I took the world record from, so, and she's a strong 400 runner. So for that race, I just went from the gun and I was hoping to keep it stretched and keep it going so that she wouldn't catch me, which I did. And then the 3K was a more longer run, so I wouldn't go out with that one from the gun. So I sat behind the athletes as they took, different ones took the lead, I just in behind them. And then with 3 laps to go, that was my intention, and just to move off and hopefully get the gold, which I did.
And it's probably fair to say that your opponents in these kind of races, they know that you are coming in as a world record holder. So I guess that puts a bit of a target on your back, so to say. Do you deal comfortably with that? Do you mind having that favourites tag and knowing that everybody's going for you?
Well, I suppose I would have felt, because this would have been the first time going in as one of the favourites, because I had the world records going in. So I would have felt, I suppose it was me that felt expectations. Nobody put them on me. And the people that work with me know, they're well aware of what happens in races and what can happen. But they were saying to encourage me that I'm good for gold like anybody else. So I was in a better position this time going. So I had to be realistic myself and know what can happen, but still trust that I was good enough to get it. So it's more about more faith in myself being able to do it, as opposed to what other people put pressure on.
You were obviously looking for your first medal there, but you know, you are fairly confident when you go into these races. You have a few records in your back pocket. So did you focus on a time that you wanted, or was it just, let's get the medal and get out of here?
This time it was to get the medal. But I knew, I suppose, what I was, the times I was capable of reaching. So that's what gave me the confidence. But at the end of the day, I was to go for the medal. Like 3K, I probably could go a lot faster, but I didn't go for time. It was just about getting the medal. The medal came first when I go to a championship, yes.
And so if your plan is to go and defend this again next year, will the time become more of a focus then?
No. Every championship, there's new people come into the age group, everything else. So when I go to the Worlds in the summertime, it'll be going to get the medal. Any championship I go to is about the medal, you know, especially internationally. Whereas when I go for world records, that's when I go for times.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. And listen, we saw at the National Indoors last weekend that we had two Wexford women in the final of the 1500s there, Fiona Keogh, who I'm sure you know, and Roisin O'Reilly there as well. So do you think we're starting to see more young women getting involved in athletics here?
I think so. I think more exposure gets. I think a lot of the fact that it's the NIA Live meets and Irish Milers meets, which are just about running and getting good times, as opposed to pure championship races. I think it leaves it open for them to get more opportunity to run and enjoy it more. Whereas, you know, if it's just championship races and you're out, then that's your season over. Whereas these races allow people, and the leagues and that, they allow people to get involved in more races, run, and if they don't do well, they can come back again at it. So I think that alone has definitely helped more young people get involved in the athletics.
And do you think that success then kind of brings those people on a bit more? Because, you know, they can look in the paper and see, you know, you're doing the business out in Portugal once again, and maybe a young girl who's 8 or 9 and is just starting off on a running journey, that she now has somebody to look up to, and, you know, you're an inspiration to these girls as well. That must be a nice feeling.
Well, I hope I am, you know, to show that with hard work and dedication, what is possible to achieve. You know, talent alone doesn't do it. So I'd hope that they see with hard work, which is, I think hard work is anything is vital, whether it's running or anything else. So I would hope they'd see with a lot of hard work and dedication that you don't just have to have talent alone. Talent helps, but it's a combination of both.
And then the Slaney Olympic lads, I'm sure they're brilliant at helping you out and getting you ready for these kind of competitions.
Oh, they are. Like the support, I guess, and the good wishes and, you know, even when I meet them on the track, just for the chat and encouraging, you need all that as well. That's all part of it, you know, especially when you're up there on your own on the track and training on my own, then I meet someone from the club. It's great encouragement and it's great to keep going, because I do a lot of my training by myself.
it's a kind of a strange sport in that obviously it's very individual, and when you're out there on the track, you're just on your own, but you are there representing not only, you know, your club, but your country as well. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are there that are putting in the work in the background, I suppose, and helping you get to these levels. And, you know, it's a club game, and it's a team sport then in kind of other ways, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Oh, well, I wouldn't do this by myself. I mean, my husband is with me all the way, and whenever he's free, he trains with me or he paces me on the bike. And like, he'd do all everything for me to go abroad. He'd do all the bookings, hotel, flights, accommodation, everything. And then Rich Burns coaches me, so he's out in America, so he gives me schedules every day, again based on how I'm feeling. And then I go to Stargagan every week for maintenance therapy. So it's a whole mix of help from everybody. And then Kevin Cogley is there at any time I need advice or help, or to help me out when I was going abroad to look after the children. He's just there at hand to take them. So just, I wouldn't do it on my own. It is a whole team, even though they don't see it. They might see me running, but I know to see my husband on the bike beside me when I'm out running, all right. But other people are in the background, and without that, I wouldn't. And even, as I say, Slaney Olympic, the support I get from them, it's all of that combined together that helps me to get to where I am.
And tell us a bit more about training alongside Rich. Obviously, he's out in America. So how does that work, or how did you get involved with him in the first place?
Well, he was living over here in Ireland for a few years, and I got to know him through the running. He was in the same club I was in, and I got to know him through that. And then we trained a little together when he was here, and then we got to train more, and then he had to go back to America, and we kept in touch. And he was very interested in what I was doing, and he knew I had potential and I could go far, so he gives me schedules. He's a good, very good friend, so he gives me schedules every day. I suppose we're in touch every day, and then we make the odd phone call every so often as well. But he knows me, and he knows what I'm capable of, and if I push too hard, he pulls back my schedules, and they're really just special schedules just for me, to suit me.
Absolutely. And it must be kind of difficult then, having to do this over Zoom or over Skype, or how does that work when you're not in the same country?
Well, he sends them by messenger. That's how we contact each other all the time. We send messages to each other daily, and then every so often we'd phone each other to see, you know, where we're at and what we're doing. But it actually works very well, because he knows me very well, and I'm back to him after every session I do. I let him know how I'm feeling, how my body is, and then he'll readjust the schedule for the next day based on how I am. Now, obviously, it'd be better if he was living in the country with me,
sure.
But no, it works really well, and he gives huge amount of time to it. He's very dedicated.
Absolutely, and I suppose he has a little spy, I suppose, in Keith there alongside you, keeping up with you on the runs.
He has, yes. Keith will be on the bike with me, especially for tempos. I have to stick to a certain time, and I can't go past the bike. I have to stay beside the bike. I would tend to go too fast, only Keith keeps me in tow. So, yes, he is the spy.
That's Keith, your husband there as well. That's what we're speaking about. And another young woman that we were talking about inspiring earlier on, and I'm sure somebody that you inspire and inspires you at the same time is your daughter, Danica, is it?
That's right, yes.
And she's also used to winning medals in athletics herself.
Yes, that's right. She was winning medals. She's not doing as much now because she just went to college this year. So she's doing athletics terribly. She's into athletics, but she's not training as much, not competing. She keeps fit and keeps training, but at the moment, since she went to college, she's pulled back from the competitions for the moment.
No, but I suppose you can look at your career and say, listen, even if I'm not, you know, keeping this up through my 20s or that, you know, I can come back to this at a later time. And if I'm anything like my mother, I can win gold medals and world records too.
Well, I'd hope so, yes. I mean, they see my training, they see what it takes. And I'd hope the two of them, my two children, would see what it takes and would be inspired to go. That would be, I suppose, a big thing for me. And I'd hope that that's what they would take from this, if nothing else, yes.
Absolutely. Well, listen, just to finish up there, I believe the indoor season is pretty much finished for you now. You'll go out there now. Is that the plan?
Yeah, well, the Leinster's in 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And go from, then after that it's finished, then it's the outdoor season. I take a break then. And then the World Championships are in Tampere in Finland in the end of June. That will be the next big one.
But it's the Leinster's are your main focus now.
Leinster's are the next main focus, and then take a break.